Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Every day is Saturday. Welcome back to the Every Day Saturday podcast. It's your host, Sam Crowley, host of the number one motivational podcast on the planet. You're having an amazing day. You're having an amazing day. You know why you're having an amazing day? Because you woke up on the right side of the ground and the rest is gravy, baby. But let's say, hypothetically, let's just say you woke up, as they say, what do they say? When you're not having a great day, you woke up where? Where'd you wake up, people? On the wrong side of the bed. I have no idea what that even means. I was unaware there was a wrong side of the bed. By the way, way off the beaten path already, 1 minute into the show. Do you sleep, if you're married or have a significant other, do you always sleep on the same side of the bed no matter where you are? Hotels, vacationing, wherever. My wife, as you're facing the Crowley master bedroom, she's on the right, I'm on the left, always the same place, every place, 18 years straight and running. It's the wildest freaking thing. Why is that? Like, I don't even know. You talk about habit. It's an 18-year habit. I don't understand it. I'm curious. Do you do that? Getting back to the wrong side of the bed. There is no wrong side of the bed. You know what there is? There's a wrong mindset to have when you wake up. You know, here's the thing. If you only show up in life when you're having a good day, you're going to miss about half your life. Let me let you in on something real quick, ladies and germs. Let me let you in on a little secret here, okay? Some days you're going to wake up and you're going to have that pain. Maybe it's in your forehead. Maybe it's in your back of your neck, your lower back, your knees, especially as you get older. The rainy days are coming. You can tell. I can tell it's going to rain today because my knees start hurting and my arthritis is acting up. Yeah, I get it. I get it. Welcome to the club, man. That's called getting old. Doesn't mean that you're done, though. You're not dead. Don't confuse that for meaning you're getting dead. You know what I'm talking about? It's like, I can't give my best today. I'm just not having a good day. And you know what? Stay home. Just stay in bed. Pull the covers up over your head and don't bother. Don't contaminate anybody else who's actually playing hurt today. You know, everybody's playing hurt at some point, whether they're going through some sort of mental, emotional or physical pain or trauma that happened in their life. We get it. And look, we also understand your pain. It's not that we're out there saying, hey, don't give it that crap. No, but that's cool. We get that, all right? There's various levels, okay? Some people, I've shared this. I think I know I've shared this story before, but I got to tell you, man, another work story. I was a sales executive. What year was that? It was like late 90, like 98, 1998. And I was what's called a sales leader. I mean, we got the top-level accounts to call on. The big spenders, which is great because you're dealing with buyers, but not so great because there's really only one place it can go. If you've already sold them everything that there is to sell, you just try to maintain that account. And if they cut like one item out of their portfolio, you're toast. I mean, there goes your sales quota. So it was cool that you got to deal with the big spenders. Not so cool if they decided, hey, we've been looking at our budget. Like, oh, no, 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 no. Don't look at your budget. Don't look. Look over here. It's like, you know, the magician. Hey, look over here. Don't look. Pay attention to what's going over there. And then we had outside sales executives, and then we had telephone sales. And I started. I've been on every rung of that ladder. As I mentioned last week on the show, my very first gig in this company was telephone sales, making $9,900 a year, $9,900 a year. Plus commission and bonus, mind you, targeted earnings, $23,500. Let me tell you something, man. It's all your perspective. In 1990, November 26th of 1990, I got hired. I thought literally I died and went to heaven. You got to understand where I'm coming from, man. I was a bartender. Now, I went from going college dropout, 20 college credits, most gym and health class, full-blown party animal. I was the guy you worried about. You did not want to be my roommate in college because I think I single-handedly met the demise of at least five of my buddies at college. Horrible influence on them. We had more fun than the law allows at the Pennsylvania State University Erie campus. But boy, grades went right south. To me, it wasn't a big deal because I didn't care. To them, it was a big, big deal, especially because their parents were paying for their college. For me, I was going on student loans and grant money. Just laying it straight. All right, just telling you like it is. All right, just telling it like it is. Not proud of it, but that's where I came from. College dropout to stockbroker. Stockbroker to unemployed bartender. Unemployed bartender hit the corporate scene, man. Hit the corporate scene, age 22, base salary with targeted earnings included. Targeted means if you just wrote 100% of your sales quota, you'd make $23,500 plus health insurance, 401k, a pension, and an air-conditioned office and heat in the wintertime. Come on, man. It's all in your frame of reference. I was loving life. So went from there into outside sales to the sales leader position, right, the senior account executive position. So anyway, 1998, one of our telephone sales reps, a female, all right, not that that makes a difference in the story, just I remember who it was. Could have been male, could have been female, happened to be female. And she called in and took a half day off work in the morning. And she wasn't exactly a rock star sales rep by any stretch. You know, matter of fact, she was pretty terrible as a sales rep is concerned. Nice person, bad sales rep. Couldn't sell water in Death Valley. So she calls in sick for a half day, takes a half day off. And so I go to our manager at the time. Nice guy. Totally corporate guy. I mean, through and through. Company tell him to jump. He says, how high? Great guy. Great corporate guy. Lemming all the way. Whatever you want him to do, he'll do it for you. So I said, hey, dude, where's Susie here? She's coming in later. I'm like, why? Where is she? I'm like, come on, man. We're in the middle of a sales campaign. Everybody's got to be pulling their weight. Oh, and this is the best part. You want to know the best part? You want to know socialistic sales environment? Some brainiac came up with the idea that all of the commissions would be pooled into one bucket. All right, we would have the senior account executives go out, earn their commission, which was the hardest job in the world because, like I just explained, it's harder to sell somebody that already has everything. Then the account executives outside sales, all their commissions go into a pool. And then telephone sales, who calls on our lowest advertisers, you know, the people, I wouldn't even say they have the most potential. It's just they don't really spend any money with us, but it's a good breeding ground if you want to stay in sales and learn how to do it without really killing the company because you don't have a lot of sales skill. Right? Like any organization, no different. So some brainiac came up with a compensation plan. He had to have gone to some socialistic country and figured this out. But he said, hey, let's take everybody's commission, put them into a bucket, put them into the pool, and everybody shares in that pool. Like, yeah. All the lemmings and corporate are like, oh, wow. They clap. I can't clap. I'm holding the microphone. But they're like, yay. Good job, Johnny. Good idea. We're like, sales reps, what are you kidding me? My job's 15 times harder than a telephone sales executive's job, and you're going to pool my commissions with theirs, and then we're all going to get paid the same amount of money commission-wise? What are you kidding me? Yeah, we had a higher salary, but for example, I would go out and earn $5,000 in commission, account executive go out and earn $2,000 in commission, telephone sales would go out and earn $1,000 in commissions. So that's total $8,000 in total commissions get thrown into the pool every 2 weeks, and we all get 25% of that pool. What's wrong with that? Seriously, especially as I look back now as like the full-blown psychotic entrepreneur. Like I am so entrepreneur, so maverick now in my life, so not interested in playing nice with others as it relates to somebody telling me what to do. I always play nice with others with joint venture partners and people like that. We're doing business, but it's a whole different environment when you're an entrepreneur. Nobody's telling you what you need to do and what you have to do. You actually kind of work that out yourself. So how dumb is that, right? So that lasted like 3 months until we had a full-blown revolt. Said, look, dude, I'm working my ass off. And, you know, Susie here and Johnny in telephone sales, they ain't really doing too much, and yet we're all playing in the same commission pool. So whoever thought that up, complete moron. But anyway, back to the story. Susie's not in the morning. So I go to the sales manager. I'm like, hey, where's Susie Q here? And he goes, she called in. She won't be here half day because of the storm last night. Excuse you? What? What are you talking about, the storm last night? It rained? I mean, I don't even know. I slept like a dead animal. What are you talking about? The thunder was really loud, and it kept her up, so she didn't get to sleep till late, like 3 in the morning. So she said she's just no way she can make it in this morning, at least not before lunch. So we gave her a half day. Oh, my God. I looked at him. I was waiting for the gotcha. She's just down in the cafeteria. She'll be right back. She just grabbed a coffee. I was waiting for that. Like that, the punchline. There's no punchline. She literally, the thunderstorms kept her awake, and so she couldn't come in. Immediately, whenever I hear these stories, so much goes through my head that there's no way I could share it all on a 20-minute podcast today. But I think of my mom raising 8 kids by herself, going to work every day in a factory as the plant nurse. I can't even tell you how many times she was up till 3 in the morning with legitimate reasons, with sick kids and whatever, you know, keeping her up all hours of the night. And she never pulled that crap. And I think it's how you're raised. You know, some people just have this incredible sense of entitlement that, you know, hey, I was up late, man. That thunder just kept me up. And ooh, doggy, I can't, no way I'm going to be able to make it in there today. That's one part of the equation. And then you've got the other part of the equation. You've got the person, you've got the excuse maker, right? But then you've got the enabler. You've got someone who actually accepts that excuse. Now, some of you might say, hey, she had the time. So she gets the time. She could use it for any reason. Okay, I'm with you. Here's my response to that. Number one, we were in the middle of a big, big push in our sales campaign. It was all oars in the water, baby. Everybody going hard to try to get to the sales quota. Number two, could you come up with a better reason, though? At least lie. Just say you're sick, you have a stomach ache, something, car accident, I don't know. Something better than the thunderstorm kept me up last night. Because that is the most absurd thing I've ever heard. I still, obviously, it's been 16 years. I still remember that story. Because it reinforced, see, when you quit your job like I did, and you did or going to do, or you make a big decision, and you go through massive transition in your life, you need to look back at situations to justify the reason that you're going through this massive transition, because it can be scarier than hell. I mean, it can be paralyzed. The fear can absolutely paralyze you. So you need something to offset that incredible fear, that panic, that uncertainty about where it is you're going. And when I used to look back, and there's 100 of these examples, guys. This is probably the weakest example I'm thinking of right now, but it's something that you kind of, you put in your, and you file it away, and you think, I don't want to be a part of this. Are you kidding me? I've got greatness inside of me. I've got to change lives. I mean, I want to do something with my life. Being a part of this nonsense, this silly environment where we all participate, right? Everybody loves everybody. Like, we all get along, and we all take all of our hard-earned commissions. We throw it into a pool. I put 10 grand in, somebody puts 2 grand, another person puts 200, and we all share 25% because we're a team. Yeah, you know what? No, that it doesn't work that way. And Susie calling in sick and then still sharing in our commission pool? Please. The whole theme of today's podcast is you got to show up for work, man. Whether your day starts out amazing with your hair on fire and it's rock solid lotto winning type of mentality or not. How do you come to work? How do you get started in business? How do you create momentum for the day when you're not having a super great, phenomenal day? You find something good, man. You gravitate immediately towards something good that's going on. And if you don't have anything good going on, if you don't check your bank account and see a big commission deposited in there, if you don't have a great email coming in, a big sale from a customer or something going on, then what do? You create that. You make that happen. You can create that in the first hour of your day. And if you can't create that type of momentum right away, whether it's getting a sale or sending an email to your list or creating a podcast like this, look, this, I say it every time. I'll say this 1,000 times. This podcast is one of the most cathartic, if not the most cathartic thing I do with my day. It gets me going, man. It's 8:22 in the morning, Wednesday, September 3rd, 2014. We're heading down once again, Children's Hospital to the NICU to visit our daughter, Susan, day 17, fired up and focused on our baby girl, making it, man. She's making it. Every single day is a miracle. But before I even get going there and feel just the immense sense of gratitude that I have, I get going with my podcast. I don't do the show every day, first thing in the morning, because I'll go for a run, I'll work out. Whatever it is, I make sure before 9 o'clock hits in the morning, I've got something that's catapulting me. I've got something that's just pushing me. You know, I have to, because I'm like you, man. I'm human. That if I don't get going with my day and I sit around with a cup of coffee watching the news in the morning, I'm dead. It's 10 in the morning. Next thing you know, it's lunch. Lunch rolls into mid-afternoon. Oh, I'm tired. A little bit of a nap maybe, or, you know, go to the store. Kids are home from school, eat dinner, watch a little TV, go to bed. Right? That is the most unproductive day. You have got to force momentum into your life. And if you get started with your day and you don't have a big sale coming or a big appointment that you can go on or something that's going to get you going and create that momentum, when you're not getting the best day going, then you've got to create it yourself. You've got to create it. How do you create that? Well, you create some content. You know, create some content. Write a dynamic blog post. 500 words, take you 20 minutes. Create a dynamic audio like this, take you 20 minutes. Go shoot a video. Get on Facebook. Don't get on Facebook and look at the cat on the skateboard heading down the driveway. Do something that's going to get in Facebook groups, on fan pages. Create your own fan page. Create an ad. Create a movement. Get excited. Connect with somebody. You know, connect with a mover and shaker. Don't connect with somebody that wants to be at the virtual water cooler all day long and talk about how bad life is. You can find them everywhere, anywhere. All you got, just they're everywhere, okay? I'm convinced there's only 10 really miserable people in the world that just happen to move around a lot. You know, I think there's a lot of great people out there who want to do great things and accomplish just amazing things. But you got to find them, right? You're not going to find these. You wake up having a bad day, I'm telling you, do not drag anybody else down with that crap, okay? People don't want to be around that. You know who wants to be around that? The professional victim. They love it. Oh, you'll find them. You'll find. Tell me again. Yeah, let's grab another cup of coffee. Hold that thought. I want to hear how horrible your day is, okay? But hold that. You're at Panera Bread or Starbucks or something, and you're just like, oh, yeah, I'd love to hear more about that. Oh, it makes my life seem so much better. I don't have to do anything now. You just picked me up. See, you're motivating everybody. You're motivating the victims. Victims love it, baby. Give me some more of that. Give me some more of that. Why don't you go find one customer today? Find one individual today and find a whale. Why don't you go whale hunting? You know, find somebody that's got massive influence. Get out there and have a conversation with them. Ask them to join your movement. Ask them to join your business. Ask them to plug in. Take them to lunch. Take him or her to lunch. Get on a Skype call. Get on a hangout somehow, some way. Connect with influential individuals. They put their pants on just like you do, one leg at a time, okay? Don't put these people on a pedestal and make it seem like, look, if you have something to offer them, you got a podcast, you got a video channel, something like that, head out on Amazon. Look at all the best sellers that are out there. Get some books, find some authors, send them emails. Say, hey, I saw your book on Amazon. Would love to interview you for my show. These people love it. It's more publicity for them. I don't care if you have five people that watch your YouTube channel. Just let them know you've got a YouTube channel that that you've launched, and you've got some great viewers out there that would love to plug into the message. I want to highlight you on all my social media accounts. But Sam, I don't know how. Hey, figure it out. Figure it out. Type into Google, how to, how do I. That's all we do. That's all I've ever done. When I try to figure out something, I type right into Google, how do I. How can you. How to, all that stuff, man. The how's the easiest part. It's the easiest. There's nothing easier than figuring out how, okay? This whole switchboard I'm looking at, this mixer, I've got a mixer, I've got a mic mount, I've got it plugged into a computer, running Audacity, all this stuff. I didn't know how to do this 5 years ago. I just figured it out. I just figured out. I'll be speaking in LA and Chicago next week, 2 days, boom, boom, back to back, teaching people exactly how to do all this, charging a lot of money to do it. How? Because I just went on Google 5 years ago and started figuring it all out. I'm looking at lavalier microphones, a lighting set, a whiteboard, video camera set up in the same office I'm doing this recording in, headphones, all this stuff I didn't have 5 years ago. I woke up having bad days 5 years ago. I wake up today still. There will be days when I wake up and I feel better than other days. Doesn't stop me from going for a run, working out in my basement, whatever I got to do to keep myself healthy. If you can't find 30 minutes out of your day to dedicate to health and exercise, come on, man, seriously? And even more than that, to dedicate to your education, to your business, to your movement, to your brand. Come on, seriously? Don't be like the person who calls in sick because thunderstorms woke you up or kept you up at night. Even if you got a better excuse, maybe you got allergies, maybe you got this or that. Okay, stay in bed, sleep it off, but don't bring that stuff around other people, because here's why. If you're going to be around somebody for the very first time, okay? Or not even. You can still alienate people even if you know them. And you leave that impression on them. Hey, I'm just having a bad day. I'm sorry. You know what I'm talking about, right? People come around. You meet them for the first time. Like, whoa, dude, seriously? Don't bring that stuff. Oh, my God. You can't change that first impression. I don't care if this person turns into the greatest motivator in the history of the world. That first impression was somebody who's got a runny nose or watery eyes and they got a stuffed up head. Hey, sorry. I just didn't get sleep, but I'm not feeling. Nah, ain't going to cut it, man. Right? You got to be on your A game. You never get a second chance to make a first impression with somebody, and you are one connection away from exploding your business. But here's the thing you got to understand, man. You got to show up in life every day, not just on the days you're feeling good. And you feel better, and you get through the day, and you crush it, and you look back and say, damn, this day started out tough. What an amazing accomplishment. I never would have imagined that a day would have ended up like this had you told me this 12 hours ago. And how do you do that? You create it. You're the creator. You have everything you need to create this. Audio, video, blogging. Go meet somebody. Belly-to-belly meetings, networking, whatever it is. But don't stay in bed, man. It's just too much out there in life to love. My name's Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday podcast. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Everyday is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Everyday is Saturday.